That music will never die. This is Martinez, and good evening. The show is called American Honor. It is brought to you by RPN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. The show is all about exposing corruption, government, and anywhere else, exposing the lies, the false flags, but especially where I believe it is all emanating from, the state of Nevada, and especially Las Vegas. So that's what the show's about. Call in, 1-800-313-9443, and join the discussion. Well, I can't hold it back about what's happened over there in London, concert and the bombers. And my feelings toward the radical Islamic breed that's coming out. When are we going to put a foot down and stop this carnage? Innocent little girls were killed at that concert. Think about that. We can pretty much tolerate anything else, but not innocent little girls. So what are we going to do about this? I can pretty much predict there's going to be a lot more false flags that are going to be erupting around, trying to stir some stuff up. We need to take some affirmative action right now. It can't get much worse. When you go around blowing up innocent little girls, well, you've about reached the lowest of the low. Nothing that you could possibly say could justify that. You know, I've been on this regime of exposing corruption in government for years now, and every once in a while I learn something new, either watching Newsmax or some of these other biographies that they come out with. Every once in a while you catch a little something that just makes you sick. It makes you sick that our government would condone this type of activity. Activity I'm talking about is the settlers moving west and basically running the Indian off his land and trying to wipe out his culture. And I didn't know that the railroad along with the federal government was ever, and whoever was in control in the 1800s, 1700s, they would supply Westerners basically traveling by train, sell new lands, prospectors, miners, so you name it, on these trains. And of course, the Indians were giving everybody grief and burning out settlers and trying to protect their land and their food and their way of life. And they got 15,000 treaties. America has probably broken about 14,998. But what I didn't know is that the railroad, along with the military, were supplying travelers with rifles and ammunition and stuff. And when they would go through a plain where it had a great deal of buffalo and game, that they would encourage people to shoot from the trains at the buffalo and any other game that they happen to have, just for the fun of it. Well, it wasn't just for the fun of it. The hidden agenda was that the federal government wanted that land, couldn't take that land as easily as they thought they could, and so they used this ploy of traveling by train and giving a rifle and ammunition to shoot out the windows of the train in order to increase the food supply for the Indian. So if they can't beat them in battle, then what they're going to do is they're going to starve them out. I didn't know this. Just can't believe they would do this. I know about the poisoning of the blankets and the food for the Indians and whatnot and the smallpox. But this, I mean, how blatant can you be? Well, I think we've ushered into a new era. And I reflected this on my article for the Las Vegas Tribune. If any of you ever care to examine it, it's called From the Desk of Gordon Martinez by Gordon Martinez. And that has a meaning in all itself, because that's what the LVMPD did to my police working desk. They ransacked it, destroyed a minimum of 32 case files that I had working. But they didn't care. They wanted to get rid of me. So they might as well start with that. I had three homicide cases that basically showed that the LVMPD was complicit in the commission of those crimes. Let me tell you. Well, anyway, the article that I wrote for the Las Vegas Tribune had to do with what we're going to do about this concert thing in London and these Islamic bombers. And really, I mean, any rational person can see you can't stop them. Not what we're doing right now. There's no stopping it. It can happen anytime. You can invoke as much security as you want, and still is going to happen. My suggestion, which is draconian as it possibly could be, and nobody's going to like it, but it would work, at least for a while anyway, is everybody's going to have to get microchipped. I mean, everybody. So your beliefs, all your demographics, your religion, who you sympathize with, who you hang out with, your associates, all can be put on a microchip. Electronic microchip that you can't get into a concert unless you pass the scanner. Oh yeah, it's got lots of problems. But at least there's a viable solution. And the price you pay for having that microchip, everybody being microchipped, is heavy. Unless you want to see some more innocent little girls being slaughtered at innocent events, carnivals, gatherings, any type of gathering, large group of people, sports events. You're going to have to microchip everybody. And then the people that are undesirable or can be put in a classification of being undesirable and a danger doesn't get in. They don't get in. They can't pass the scanner. They can't fly on an airplane. They can't buy groceries. They can't do nothing. because they're a threat. So, I mean, that's one viable option. I can't think of anything else. You can beef up the security all you want to. They'll still get through. But not if they're microchipped. Put a microchip in these people. Put a microchip in everybody. And then you download the information about that person. My understanding, this person was identified before they did this act. They were known as sympathizers, and had that Islamic thing in their background. So that makes me sick. That makes me sick when they, sure, they identify the person real quick, pieces and parts. Then they find out that if they were a sympathizer, they were known, they were on a list, but it wasn't a heavy-duty list. They weren't a real threat. And now, several innocent little girls are slaughtered. Innocent people are slaughtered. It's going to change our culture. Nobody's even going to want to do a concert anymore. Nobody's going to want to do any large gatherings or running around a reef. So I see I got a caller on the line. Robert, are you there from Las Vegas?
Yes, I am, Gordon. Thanks for taking my call. I know you're not a local news hound anymore, and you may not read the newspaper, but did you hear about the young man who was acting erratically 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, over there at Venetian?
I heard something about that. Something about it. But
he was acting erratically, according to the news reports. Police were called, LVMPD. He then started talking about someone's trying to kill me or some such. Started moving away from them. They told him to stop, put his hands up. He was tasered multiple times, didn't roll over on his stomach. Then he was placed in a restraint hold. And died.
Is that the chokehold, the LVNR?
Yeah, now.
Lateral vascular neck restraint.
Since then, the sheriff has come out, Lombardo, and said that was an unauthorized restraint. I'm just curious what you thought about
that. Well, I mean, if that comment came from a real policeman, I would listen to it. I would, I would love to talk about it. I'd argue the facts and circumstances. But, he's not even a real policeman. He's an administrator. You wouldn't know a chokehold from a lateral vascular restraint, neck restraint, from the old bar arm to the Japanese strangulation hold, and apply it. I mean, until you're finally trained, as it were, in the lateral vascular neck restraint, LVNR, you can't put the damn thing on with somebody that's resisting. When you train to put it on, it takes a little bit of a know-how and dexterity. But it's always on a test subject that's cooperative. You try and put one of those things on somebody that's not a no person, and they're fighting and they're punching and spitting and gagging and doing whatever, you are not going to get it on unless you do it and you practiced it so much that you can do it in your sleep. But somebody that's combative, that's a tough neck restraint to get on. So what are you left with? You're left with just your arm around his neck, and at best you'll come up with a bar arm, which is an air choke, and then if you can maneuver around enough, eventually you can work it in to try and get those two carotid arteries, or even one carotid artery, shut that off, and
And that's the blood choke.
I think this was a chokehold, like what you would see in an MMA UFC match. And that's probably why the sheriff said it was unauthorized.
Well, the only, you know what, we can't even say the word chokehold, okay, because you have to call it the LVNR. The only LVNR that we're allowed to put on is that one I just described to you. Okay,
and I don't think that's what he did, though.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you don't always have a choice on what you can get on. Now, obviously, wanted to take him as passively as they could. And the LVNR is really a very good neck restraint. It's a real good one. But if you can't get the damn thing on right, well then sure it's unauthorized. What are you supposed to do in the meantime? You ask the person, please let me allow you to choke you out. I mean that's the
probably
that's
not.
Yeah, and you know you're not going to believe this. I have choked out in my career, 39 years, at least 50 people. And none of them had any lasting effects. Everything went as cool as a cucumber. And they just kind of like went to sleep, came back a lot more lethargic than when they started. And off to jail we go. It's really that simple. If you're good at it, if you practice it, but it doesn't always go on everybody. Oh man, I can tell you stories about that. You know that I never ever used that taser. Never did.
Why? And I've arrested. You didn't want to?
No, I didn't want to. It's not reliable.
I'm sure that's true.
It's just not reliable. And
yeah, and it wasn't that case either.
Right. So, I mean, I've been around, and I hadn't seen this one. It's a bank robbery suspect that just got released from prison. And, of course, he's going right back to his old trade because it's kind of lucrative. Anyway, when he came out, we were waiting for him. I wasn't there on this one, but I couldn't believe it. They tasered him 14 times.
Mm.
14 times and dry stunned him about 6 times. And he
still... Did you hit the bare skin?
I beg your pardon?
Did you hit the bare skin all the way to the skin, not to the clothing?
Oh, with the probes or with the dry stun? I don't know about the dry stun. Like I said, I wasn't there on this one. I'm kind of glad I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
So you can see the little cartridges, you know, with the probes. They're all over on the ground.
The darts.
The darts.
Yeah, exactly.
And all he did was just reach up and pull them out. That's all he did.
Yeah.
And finally, one of my, I hate to even mention him because he backstabbed me so bad and perjured himself during legal depositions, my old partner. But he came flying through five from the sky and put the old metal flashlight to this guy's head, and that finally would probably what brought him down. And of course, he got reprimanded for that too. That isn't a prescribed, clubbing technique.
You ever use your collapsible baton?
Oh yeah. Fact is, I never get any credit for some of the stuff. I changed the entire department's weapons. The entire department's weapons. Stay on the line, Robert. I'll be right back. Damn, if you don't, I'm supposed to get a raise next week. You know that when I won't. Working for a living. Working for a living.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Boy, I sure love 60s music. This is Gordon Martinez. The show is called American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Margaret, are you still there? Can you hear me?
I am.
Okay. Well, anyway, I changed the rifle. I got the AR-15 on. I got the personalized shotgun on, the hinge handcuffs on, the PR-24 police baton, and the biggie for the LVMPDs. When I came here in 1978, they were just pitifully equipped. I came from Hermosa Beach Police Department, which is even more advanced than Metro. Anyway, the LVMPD had the Model 59 9mm handgun. You'd be lucky if you didn't shoot yourself with that thing. You'd be lucky if the safety and the trigger didn't fly up in the air. And you'd be lucky if your magazine didn't accidentally drop out of your weapon, which caused the weapon also not to fire. What a piece of junk. Anyway, I first got the 45 on in the early 80s. And then that just opened up the door to your own personal option, you know, within a category, within a certain realm, so that you can carry, a multitude of different types of weapons. But the trisectional baton, I personally thought training for that was a little bit extensive. Even the PR-24. Totally different concept. It is not as
intricate as the trisectional baton was. So I was never too much in a favor. There was another little device that came on out. It was called a coup baton. Well, that didn't make it because the deputy chief didn't particularly like it. He thought all it was a torture device. I don't know how you call that a torture device. It's just a dowel. But anyway, that's the story with that. I'm pretty familiar with police tactical gear. And I always have been. I kept myself up. I used to be the defense tactics instructor in the SWAT team. And a lot of the things that officers do on the street really came from me. And I brought them in when I transferred. I didn't get the transfer. I had to go through the academy again. But I brought them in after leaving Hermosa Beach Police Department. And just almost had like a revolution of different training tactics and equipment and better equipment and more effective equipment. And I don't know. It just seems like we're getting away from that. We went from the PR-24 police baton back to the trisectional baton. Like you didn't carry both, or would only carry one or the other. Well, sure, the trisectional baton is smaller, it's more compact, and it's not as bulky, it's easier to get in and out of the car with it. But for my money, and I can clean out a room with the PR-24 baton, but the trisectional one leaves me a little empty, to get my drift. Does that answer your question?
It did. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a good one, Robert. You know, police training is kind of like a twofold thing. Whenever some new training comes up and it's evaluated by real cops, usually the instructors in the police academy. But questions that are answered are never asked of the actual training staff that evaluate weapons and techniques and that type of stuff. They ask the sheriff, or they ask the chief of police, or the deputy chief, or something like that. They ask them. They don't know. It's just like the organization of sheriffs and police chiefs. They ask them. Or the news, anyway, you ask them technical questions, and they don't know. They're guessing, but we have to live with it. I'll be back in a few.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
American Honor is brought to you by RBN, and I always enjoy it when somebody calls in and want to ask kind of like a technical question about how the police operate, and what their main goal is, and what their mission is, and what their objective is, and one of the ones that I usually get into a fierce argument with when somebody calls in and says, well, why did they call in the SWAT team? All the SWAT team does is just go in there and kill somebody. And I vehemently disagree with that. When I was on the SWAT team, the mission is to be able to enter a residence, enter a barricaded vehicle, or enter a structure with the main purpose of safely taking the suspect into custody without anyone getting hurt. That is the goal. That's when you've succeeded. When you've succeeded in a SWAT mission, that's what you've accomplished. You've taken the suspect into custody without any injury to anyone. Nobody gets hurt. Unfortunately, it happens sometimes. It's not a perfect business. But the easiest thing in the world, from a SWAT standpoint, is to just go in there and kill somebody. If that was our purpose, if that was our mission, just to go in there and kill that person, well, there's nothing that a couple of road flares and a 5-gallon can of gasoline couldn't do. Then you don't even have to risk your own life. So this concept of, that people might have about what a SWAT team is supposed to do and why they're called in, and that is just to handle a special situation, to be able to extract and take into custody the suspect that you're going after, or to rescue a kidnapped person. All in the idea of doing it without hurting anybody, without anybody getting hurt. And you'd be surprised how many times that happens. How many times somebody that is kidnapped, or somebody that is held hostage, or somebody that is barricaded and won't come out, is fully armed. We can take those people, and the next thing you know, they're in custody, and they're turned over to usually uniform, and then the SWAT team leaves the area. Don't discuss anything about it. Just leave the area. Your mission has been accomplished. And I know about this. But the problem is that the news media, or at least some of the news media anyway, they take the administrator's word as gospel. And the administrator that is telling everybody about what happened and how it happened, and not wanting to assume any blame, that's probably number one in the administrator's handbook, is not to assume any blame whatsoever. And if need be, they'll blame one individual officer, because generally the administrators, police administrators, consider uniformed officers, patrol officers, and the like as being expendable. So I always enjoy getting a question like that. After 39 years of working that way and experiencing it firsthand, I think I've got a pretty good handle on it. Somebody wants to talk about it. The chokehold, it's funny because when I was working in Hermosa Beach Police Department way back in the late 70s, mid to late 70s, the LAPD lost their chokehold. In the real live world, there's only three ways of taking a no person, and that is to use impact tools, chemical mace, neck restraint holds, and that's about it. And of course, deadly force, but that's not always justifiable with a combative no person. So you're left with these tools, and for a while there, LAPD was probably terminating at least one person a month using the prescribed neck restraint. And this was not the LVNR, that it wasn't developed yet, the lateral vascular neck restraint, but it was just called the bar arm neck restraint. And for the most part, it worked pretty good. And that's what I mostly used. And I probably, while I was at Hermosa Beach Police, I probably used that about 20, 30 times. Worked really good. It's very quick. It's a little more violent than the LVNR, because it's essentially an air choke. And if you do it right, it's very quick, and usually the subject comes back lethargic, and but it comes back very quickly. So you got to get the handcuffs on very quickly, and then off we go to jail. But every once in a while, especially as combative as sometimes people are who are under an influence of drugs and cocaine and alcohol and all that, it doesn't. The air choke bar arm didn't register as quickly as other neck restraints, and
that's what the problem was, is that the person was under the influence of drugs and alcohol, which made the forearm neck restraint unusable because too many deaths were originating from that. So the LAPD basically lost their chokehold for a while. I was down there in Hermosa Beach, and then this either a doctor or some kind of physical therapist, or I don't know exactly who invented the LVNR, lateral vascular neck restraint. And that basically made it a whole lot safer, but it's also a whole lot more difficult to get on and to get on properly. If you practice it a lot under different situations and different positions, it'll work for you. If you don't practice it, if you get it on wrong, you should just immediately release whatever hold you have on and start over again. And or maybe you can't do it. Maybe you're going to have to use some kind of chemical or pepper spray or taser or some other type of impact tool. LVNR is an excellent tool that can alleviate a lot of physical harm to a combative person and to the officers themselves. But you got to get it on right. I mean, that's all there is to it. Yeah, sometimes you even get the thing on upside down if you believe that. But you got to do what you got to do, and you got to understand the mechanics. And that's not always going to happen when you're in a competitive situation. So, my thoughts and prayers go out to that officer. We got the sheriff already saying that he's not using a proper neck restraint, and I can see the lawsuits and they maybe even do criminal charges to be levied against this officer. It's not always like it is on TV, folks. It's a little different. And like I said, I've used the LVNR at least 50 times, and worked very well for me. And worked very well for a lot of other officers. Basically, it's the training. You've got to train it. You've got to train with it. You got to understand it. And you got to feel confident in using it under any and all situations. Nobody wants to hurt anyone else. No one wants to kill anyone else. It's those kind of situations are becoming more and more violent, especially with the type of drugs that people are ingesting and confronting your police officers with. It's not as easy as it looks, okay, folks. But I'm not making any excuses because I went into this business knowing full well what the downside is. So, anyway, just be, if I would advise anybody, I would tell them just to be a little bit more understanding and get all the facts before you get spurred out at the wrong technique, or you shouldn't hit the guy that many times. My God, we can critique these things until kingdom come, but until you're actually there, until you actually walk into those shoes, it's not as easy. So we started out the show talking a little bit about that mommy in London. Can't seem to get it out of my mind that we're going to have to do something a little more positive except just talk. Because talk isn't going to stop these people. And if we got to demonize them, then we demonize them. That's all there is to it. Until somebody can come up with some type of, like a Vulcan mind meld to stop these people from thinking in this this type of category. Innocent little girl girls were killed in this. Innocent little girls were killed in this. I don't know about you, but I was brought up that you don't do stuff like this ever under any circumstances. And if need be, you throw yourself in harm's way to prevent little innocent girls from being slaughtered. That's just the way it is. And here you have a group of people, a radical Islamic group of people that don't care. They just go right ahead and just do whatever they want. So think about it, folks. I think the microchip is the only way to go. Still can't, we can't imprison them all just for having these feelings. Of course, that's next. That'll be the thought police. But microchip. Microchip everybody. Everybody gets one. And if you can't pass the entrance exam to go into a concert or to a large gathering of some sort, then too bad. Then you don't get to go. But imagine that there'd be a lot more restrictions that would be applied to you too. That's just entering a large group. So if anybody can come up with a different solution, please. I'm all ears. I wish we could. So, I don't know, folks. You know, the election for sheriff is coming up next year, 2018, and I'm going to put my 2 cents in, see if I can become sheriff of Clark County, Nevada. And I'm going to bring to the table a lot of really good ideas that kind of went the wayside because the last three administrations for the sheriff's office have been so corrupted that they kind of forgot about policing in our community. And but you can bet your boots that the miracle occurs, or even beforehand, you're going to hear a lot of stuff coming out during the sheriff debates. A lot of corruption coming out. And, of course, the old stuff that I've been talking about for years, the biggie is that $1 billion illegal transfer of money from the Nevada Treasury into the private bank accounts of Employees Insurance Company of Nevada. That is a biggie. That one is going to come out again. And who is responsible for that? Former Attorney General Brian Sandoval and former Governor Kenny Gwynn. Now that's big, folks. That's in the internet. All you got to do is look up the Icon lawsuit or the Employees Insurance Company of Nevada lawsuit, and you'll read all about how the Deputy Attorney General, David Otto, put the case together, filed a complaint with the Washoe County District Court in 2006, and coincidentally, that's the same year that former Governor Kenny Gwynn fell off his roof, broke his neck, and died. That complaint is still sitting in the pile under the rug at the Washoe County District Court. It's still sitting there. Nobody's done anything with it since 2006. This is disgusting. This is rank that the government, the state government for Nevada, can been so manipulated by former Senator Reed, now former Senator Heller, of course, former Attorney General Brian Sandoval, now Governor Sandoval. I mean, it is just unbelievable that this can happen. But it is. The latest fiasco, the latest corruption thing, is the
Raiders Stadium. Oh, that is just a beauty. I was in contact with Assemblyman John Moore. And he had a group of people that were supporting him. And he was telling us how all this is going to work out. That was his district where the stadium was going to be. He told us flat out that he was going to vote no. His feeling was no. We got a $780 million tax that's been forced on everyone. And we'll come back and discuss that after the break.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This love of 60s music. Fort Martinez. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RPN. We were talking a little bit about the Raiders football stadium and how this tax, which overwhelmingly all the assemblymen voted for, to be forced upon the property owners in Clark County, $780 million. That doesn't even count the infrastructure that's going to have to go into that. So it's going to raise property taxes, somewhere around $450 on a household. Now, I'm not real happy about this because I didn't want the stadium there. I don't like the Raiders anyway. I mean, they're gang affiliated. The street gangs in Las Vegas,
treat them as gods, like they're the epitome of how to act and what to do. I never wanted the Raider Stadium, and a lot of people along with me didn't want it. But it got shoved down our throat. $780 million, thank you very much. And the property owners didn't have anything to say about it, didn't even vote on it. So left it in the hands of our assemblyman, who, according to John Moore, said that the whole system in voting for something like that is corrupted. So, well, and again, it just went through just like everybody thought it would because of the way the system is in Nevada. And now we have that elephant, that big pink elephant in the corner. I know it's going to fail. I know the type of people that the Raiders draw, and it's not going to be the locals. It's going to be all the out-of-towners that are going to come here. There's going to be a police problem that you ain't going to even believe. So this is only the beginning for the taxpayer property owners of Clark County with this $780 million tax that we didn't vote for. That's going to be levied on us. That's only the beginning, folks. There's going to be a lot more money that's going to have to be poured into that stadium for it to make it work. And I'm very doubtful that it will, but that's Las Vegas for you. As long as the infrastructure makes their money, to be damned with everybody else. You know, it's their money that's starting the whole thing. So that's what we have to look forward to now. Just trying to figure out what else they're going to come up with. Maybe some other new tax. They've already gotten rid of, they already have succeeded in levying a big tax like that on the property owners without even our consent. So, shh. Boy, the corruption and the avarice that is, and greed that is around this community. I still call it my home. I'll probably spend the last of my days here, but it is, it's not a pretty sight, folks. Not a pretty sight. Keep the pressure on what's going to be done about this this concert problem and bombings. Be looking for some false flags. It's going to happen. Anyway, it's been a slice. This is Gordon Martinez signing off.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.